Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's where you
sit on your hand
or your arm or your hand long enough that your hand falls asleep, so it's numb, and you can't, so it's a one-way sensation.
So it doesn't feel like it's you doing it.
No, it's another, it could be someone, anyone's hand.
Does that actually work, though?
I don't think so, because you're thinking about doing it.
Viewers, let us know.
Welcome to Flashback. We don't have a theme song yet. We will, eventually.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could you make us a theme song?
Perhaps put it on the members only Smosh Discord?
Very good.
There might already be one there, but we shot this before we could see if anyone's are out there. So maybe, maybe it already exists, but
yeah, we are scouring the Discord, picking out all the best theme songs. And remember, the winner gets a record contract.
And they, with the record contract, they have to tour
They have to tour the world with the Baby Back Ribs guys.
Yes, and they just, the only song they can sing and perform is this jingle.
Just the jingle. If you try to play any of your own fucking music.
No self-promo.
I swear to God, I will take you off this tour.
That's right.
And put you onto a different one.
I will turn this tour around now.
We will turn that tour bus around, and we're gonna send you to Costa Rica.
Yeah! Wait, I wanna give some sound bites just in case they want to make the jingle with some of our voices. So let's give some options, shall we?
Oh, like how some podcasts, like, they'll do sound bites from other episodes that make it sound, that give it a lore.
Oh, I was thinking it was just us singing Flashback, like in different ways.
I was saying, like, if it was like Flashback, da, 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 and you hear like voices of us being like, and then the walrus was like, oh, and then you say something, say something.
I'm like, oh, don't you dare put that brick against my face.
And then we'd be like, Smosh, more like gosh.
And it's like, funny moments galore.
Funny moments galore.
Can't believe this show is so hilarious.
And then that way it gives us a sense that like our show is like bigger and there's lore.
Yeah.
And people are like, whoa, what episode did they mention that walrus?
Yeah. I mean, then they'll be scouring it, replaying the episodes, and we'll get so many plays.
So many plays.
And then we also got to, of course, have some options for the jingle too.
Okay.
So it's like Flashback. And then they'll be like, Flashback, flashy, flashy back. And then flashing back with Smosh. Don't use that one, actually. I regret that one immediately.
What are we watching today?
We're watching, is it called Real Voodoo Dolls? No, Real Life Voodoo Dolls.
Real Life Voodoo Dolls?
Voodoo Dolls in Real Life?
Real Voodoo Dolls.
Real Voodoo Dolls.
I think it's Real Voodoo Doll.
Plural?
No.
Just one?
I think so.
Real Voodoo Doll? Yeah. Real Voodoo Doll, apparently.
Real Voodoo Doll.
Real Voodoo Doll. This episode is really special because the props in the video were sent to us in the mail.
By a viewer.
And we had them recreated over here in the background.
Whoa! Yeah.
So those props were lost at some point, probably in the Great Defy Riots of 2018.
Yep.
But we had them recreated, so that's cool. And we received them. I think that we made some jokes in Mail Time with Smosh about like how they look like voodoo dolls or like, you know. I don't know. Just seemed fun that we could have us do something to the doll, and then something would happen to us.
That was the premise.
That was the whole premise. That was it. And then we wrote a sketch around it.
Yeah. So I think we're gonna watch this sketch. I think that's why we're here.
You think so? I think so. Let's go.
In okay. about 1 second, you will hear a man say, "Shut up."
Shut up!
You know, sometimes we would not have an idea for the shut up intro. Usually we'd like to tie it to whatever the theme of the video is.
Yeah.
But we're like, what's like a sound bite that would be themed to like voodoo dolls?
It felt impossible to come up with anything. Yeah. So we were like,
So like, I don't know, let's just make a joke about the shut up sound.
We kind of did that in the Stop Copying Me with 2 exclamation points episode as well. Mm. We said, what's a phrase that could get someone to stop talking?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause it's like, how do you, you're just throwing away the joke if you have people copying each other in the intro.
Anyway, let's get down to the real video. Oh yeah, you hear me screaming from the other room. This was actually based on how I actually behaved while playing Super Mario.
Shut the hell up, I'm trying to get ready for my job interview.
This stupid turtle on a cloud keeps killing me.
We look so young.
It's not even possible to sit on a cloud.
It's true.
God, this game's stupid.
Did you know that if you just continuously run without stopping in this level, you'll never get hit? Because you'll be too fast for yourself to get hit by Lakitu's things.
Oh, only for the Lakitu's.
Yeah, only for Lakitu's.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wait, you just keep running?
Well, no, you got to keep forward momentum.
Got it, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I love this video because I think it has so many good setups and so many good punchlines.
Yeah, what am I getting dressed for? A job interview? Okay,
yeah,
I think that's important.
Which consists with you putting a pink tie over your
T-shirt, my under oath.
Your maroon colored under oath T-shirt doesn't match at all.
No, but I think that's kind of the point. I honestly feel like that was the only tie that we had available because we didn't actually own any ties.
I sure as hell didn't. I did have one tie and it was pre-tied.
Wow.
I got someone else
and
to tie
like,
it for me.
I cannot untie this.
No, every time I would take it off, I'd be like over my head trying to make sure it wouldn't get messed up.
Yeah, because it was, tying ties is hard work.
Yeah, there might have been like a YouTube Howcast video on how to tie a tie, but even that's too hard.
At this point in YouTube, I don't know if we entered the how-to era of
I think
YouTube
Howcast
videos.
Existed.
Maybe.
Howcast existed.
Still
which stole our freaking logo.
It's true.
Anyway.
We should sue them.
I'm planning on it.
Come on, man. It's not that hard.
That's true, though.
Dang, Lakitu.
Wow, yep. You do suck at this game.
Cloud God.
I like how you casually say, wow,
man,
you do suck at this
a
game.
Joke.
And then it comes up later.
Jeez. You can't even get past the turtle on a cloud. Ha! You suck at everything.
Shut up. I love that. There's this running gag in my head. Mm-hmm. And I try to write it into videos as much as I can where someone's recollection of someone saying something to them
is like way
so much more over the top than what it actually was.
It's a funny gag.
Well, I feel like that actually happens too in our memory.
Oh, like how, at least like whenever you like recount something to somebody, you're like, yeah. And then they're like, there's no way that's gonna work. And then what they actually were like, there's no way that's gonna work.
Yeah, yeah. Which is why a lot of people are like, I wish we were recording earlier in this conversation. But I feel like that's how I remember. In my diary reading, where you read my angry letter to you.
Oh, yeah.
On the Smosh Pit channel.
Oh, yeah.
And I said that you made fun of my shoes. Or you said you didn't like my shoes.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like you literally were just like, no, I don't really like them. I feel like it was probably just
it
that.
It was probably that.
But I was 17 years old or 16 years old, and in my head I was like, those shoes fucking suck! Or something.
Yeah, I was probably just like, I don't really like your shoes.
It's so funny to think that I even cared. I could not give a shit if you like my shoes.
And you held on to that for like 10 years.
I think it was like the first time that you hurt my feelings.
Oh, you never forget your first time.
You never forget your first time.
So I think we're about to see something that's very reminiscent of Death Note.
Oh yeah, I think this was shot afterwards. If not, we had definitely, I think we had seen Death Note at least. I can't remember if this was shot afterwards.
Well, no, I mean like, it didn't happen in Death Note this way.
No, something falling from the sky?
Is that how it happened in Death Note?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he sees the diary or the Death Note gets dropped outside the window, which we then wrote in as it dropping right in front of you, which we included here.
Shut up, Ian! I swear on my eternal love for Princess Peach, I'll make you pay for what you've done!
Yep. It's dropped right at my feet. We hear the sound, we don't know who dropped it. Oh, my freaking butt crack showed there.
Oh,
I don't know why we left that, like, couldn't we? Good dear God, that's disgusting.
It's not even like, I don't even know if it's your butt crack
enough of a crack that I had so many people sending me this screenshot.
What?
So many people screenshot this moment where you kind of see what resembles a crack.
Wow, it's really just for like one. Hold on.
Are you gonna frame by frame this?
Yeah, we can frame by frame this.
No. Don't frame by frame my butt crack.
Frame by frame.
You know, I'm fine with you frame by framing my butt crack because you straight up have your whole ass out in the Mortal Kombat theme song.
This is true.
His whole ass.
They showed that on like actual television and they didn't know that my ass is there.
Well, that was part of the joke because we wanted to see if your ass would get on TV.
Yeah, so my ass was shown on MTV, uncensored.
Yep. I wonder if the FTC, is that who would?
The FCC?
Yeah. I wonder if the FCC ever came down on them for that. That'd be crazy if we got MTV taken off the air because they had your ass fully out.
We should do that. We should sue them.
Yep.
This is for the podcast listeners. I have frame by frame moved to the perfect shot of Anthony's ass crack.
Hey, this was the golden era of skinny jeans. The golden era. And they
some say you're still living in it.
I beg to differ. But this was also kind of like the low rise era when they were a little bit like, they were kind of verging on girl, on like jeans fit for women's hips. Which I blame on why my whole ass was out.
Yeah. And also we didn't like wear belts that actually worked maybe.
They were stylish though.
Styling, profiling. All right, so a voodoo doll of me just dropped from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Ian?
You can kind of see that the one that we have here on set is a little bit of a different color.
Oh, but it's like the same kind of beard.
Wait, go back and see how close we got the recreation of this voodoo doll on set.
Oh, wait.
That's right.
Ian?
Oh, yeah.
Got my little rosy red cheeks.
Yeah, it's just the shirt color is just slightly different, but otherwise it's 100% the same.
True, that's a red, that's more maroon.
That's crazy, that's why you're wearing the maroon colored shirt in the video, because we received this first and you went through the closet and you're like, oh, I do have a maroon colored shirt.
This is the closest thing.
Yeah. That's right. You punch yourself a lot.
You okay, man?
Yeah, I just had some kind of weird muscle spasm and punched myself in the head a bunch of times. Anyway,
light bulb moment.
That was a good. I love that shot.
Balls?
Nothing. I just scream balls whenever I feel pain.
What the hell?
You know, like, I'm sure that won't come around and bite me in the balls later.
In the balls!
Good to know.
Wait, I like how those are just your actual video games that you just legitimately play in the background. Like, we were living in this house.
Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah, I see. We were just legit living in this house at this point. We were living in this house, shooting videos in this house. We were doing all of our work in this house. I rarely left this house.
I don't think either of us. I mean, we left the house plenty for lunchtime with Smosh.
Oh, to go to the local food place?
Yeah, so we can go get fast food and then bring it back to the house.
And then we can visit the barbershop pole!
Yeah.
That's a very classic
the barbershop
Smosh
pole's
reference
here.
Back there.
Yep. Classic ref.
Wait, are we going to zoom in on it?
Sure.
Our camera operator Brandon's having to run everywhere. Bloop.
Bloop, bloop, barbershop pole.
And this is kind of foreshadowing some future episodes.
It could be.
That we'll get into.
Could be. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
Hee, hee, hee.
Hee, hee. We're just going to have 30 minutes of us going hee hee ho ha.
We did do it for 30 minutes, but we just did a time jump.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway. And here we go. Oh.
Good luck with your interview.
Ian, I've got to say,
this guy's
out of all
great.
The people I've interviewed for this job, there's something about you I really like. Why don't you tell me a little bit about why you'd like to be a substitute teacher?
Well, I really, really love balls!
Just the worst case scenario.
Sorry,
when you could say
what
balls.
What I meant to say is that I really love working with kids. Balls!
Excuse me?
Just disgusting.
No, nothing.
Like, clearly you're gonna get fired, right? Or not get the
balls!
Job.
You know, maybe we could take this up a different time. Why don't you plan on coming back?
Balls! Oh, balls!
Well, I'm like, randomly, why are you...
Balls! Balls!
This is one of those shots that you only shoot once.
Oh my god, I'm so yeah. sorry!
I'm also so love, like, you can clearly notice that his, like, table, like, the principal's table, is, like, one of the shitty, like, fold-out tables
that
we would always use for beer pong.
We literally, I remember going to Target with our old roommate, Corey, who played Teleporting Fat Guy. I remember going to Target and buying this table because he was like, you ever played beer pong? We were 21.
Yeah.
He was like, you ever played beer pong? I was like, no. And he's like, we gotta go get a beer pong table.
Yeah.
And then I still didn't know what it was when we bought it. And then he like taught me how to play that night when we had some friends over.
Yeah, we didn't drink until we were 21, basically.
I had one sip.
Like we shared, we went to a party.
No, wait.
Okay,
what is the instance that you're talking about?
When we went to that party and we were with Rass, who played the neighbor and the reporter for all the food battles.
Yeah.
And somebody, I think he brought like a six pack of like Smirnoff Ice, and the three of us shared the six pack.
That wasn't my first time drinking. Well, that was my first time kind of feeling tipsy.
Right. That was one of the times that was one of the few times that I drank before I was legally allowed to drink.
The first time I have the first time I actually got drunk was at a party that you were at, like legitimately drunk.
Is that the one that I farted at and everyone laughed at me?
No, that was different.
Okay.
Did you fart? I thought you just shit in the bathroom and it smelled so bad that you...
No, I farted. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
I think you were 21.
Prior to the party,
yeah.
We were 21 at that point.
Yeah.
Prior to the party, we went to Chili's,
uh-huh.
And I thought it would be a good I thought it'd be a funny idea to get chili from Chili's.
You're like, what do I want from Chili's? Yeah. Oh, they're chili.
Yeah, like why not try Chili's chili? Well, this is the second Chili's reference.
Honestly, we ate so much Chili's back then.
We did eat a lot of Chili's.
Yeah, I think
eat their rice. It's literally the worst rice I've ever had in my
life. It's cardboard. I remember, I think that there was a time when we ate Chili's twice in one day. But anyway,
yeah.
Continue. But,
so I ate chili.
Yeah.
And then we went to this party, and we were of legal drinking age at this time.
Yeah.
And it was probably one of the first times that I also, you know, drank more than one should. People shouldn't drink at all.
You mean when you got tipsy?
Yeah, but... when I got tipsy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, chili's hitting me hard. I went in the bathroom and just unloaded like the largest fart.
Oh, that's right. You just use it as a fart room.
Yeah, I use it as a fart room. And so I farted and then I immediately walked out. And this one girl was like, yeah, it smells like shit in here.
Yeah.
Who shit? And I, being the honest person that I am, when I fart,
yeah.
I was like, oh, that was me. And she's like, ew.
Yeah.
Dude, your fart stinks. And like everybody laughed at me.
She publicly shamed you in front of everyone.
She publicly shamed me for farting.
In the bathroom. Like, where else are you going to fart?
I carried it out with me. So.
Oh, there was definitely a cloud around you, but...
Actually, it might not have even been... She might have walked in the bathroom after me or something.
Yeah, I think she did walk in. And then she immediately walked out and was like, ew, who's shit in here?
Yeah.
And then you got publicly shamed.
Yep.
And while you were drunk, I'm sure that didn't feel too good.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't as bad since I was already tipsy.
Oh, because
like,
you were...
If I would have been like sober, it probably would have been even more embarrassing.
Because you were just numb.
No, actually, I was embarrassed, yeah.
Yeah.
Before, but I don't think we ever saw any of those people ever again.
No, there was one girl there that you did have a crush on.
Well, that's who brought us to the party.
Yeah.
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 But so aside from that person.
But she heard all about that.
Sure.
So of course you were embarrassed.
Yeah, I guess so.
She still hung out with you.
I was more just like, it was more just like, it was like a bad dream where like everybody in the party like turned their attention to you and they're like, you're the fart guy. What, you stink.
Was it like that moment where it was like, you suck at everything, Anthony? Your memory, everyone's like.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Ha ha! You stink, fart guy!
It's basically that.
Yeah. No, but the first time I ever tried alcohol was with you.
At the Bluffs?
Yeah. So our friend got a 40, you know, which is like the grossest
I've
kind
actually,
of beers.
I've actually never drank a 40 before.
Did you drink it that night, though?
No.
You didn't drink with us that night?
No.
Oh, but you were with us?
Yeah, I've never drank a 40.
Oh, well, smart, because it was absolutely fucking horrible. But
yeah, it's probably warm too.
Our friend was like, "I got this 40. We gotta go drink it." And there were like four or five of us, and we were like, we thought of the most remote place that we could think of.
Yeah.
Which was this Bluffs next to the Sacramento or to the American River in Sacramento, mm-hmm. And we would park in this shady area, and then we like hike up this way, and it was all in the dark.
It was a really beautiful place.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you have the view of like the moonlight reflecting off the river and stuff. But we hiked up there, and I remember he had this big ass cup of Jamba Juice with him. It was like the orange, some kind of orange flavored Jamba Juice. And then he was like, we gotta have a chaser. And then he's like, I heard that you gotta have a chaser after you drink alcohol, even though it's just
this,
a beer.
Was this somebody that starts with a J?
No, someone that starts with an S.
Okay, just say his name. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, this makes a lot of sense.
This is actually, we actually bleeped his name in another video too when I referenced him.
Okay, a high school friend.
Yeah, so yeah. He had this big ass thing of Jamba Juice, orange flavored smoothie, and this 40, and he took a sip and he was like, oh, that's so bad, and he poured it into the Jamba Juice.
Bro, that's so nasty.
And my first time drinking alcohol was drinking a 40 of beer mixed in with orange flavored Jamba Juice.
Well, it's like malt liquor, right?
It was so bad.
In Jamba Juice.
I was 16 and I was like, I'm never drinking alcohol again. That's fucking horrible.
Yeah. Flash forward to today, you're an alcoholic.
Yeah, I'm
so what's that like?
Do I have my No. At that moment, I was like, I'm never going to be an alcoholic. That's disgusting.
You're like, look, I tried it. I don't think alcoholism's for me.
Yeah, I thought about it, contemplated it.
But we split a six-pack of Smirnoff Ice three ways.
And then the first time I ever got for real drunk was when we came to L.A. one of the first times when we were 20. So it was 2006. And remember our agent at the time got us into that party on that high rise?
Oh, downtown? Yeah. It was a Halloween party.
Yeah, it was a Halloween party. And we got all dressed up.
That was like the most LA experience because like we had just got like an agent and he pulled the like, do you know who they are?
Yeah, because the line was super long. We waited in the line, got to the front and they were like, ID. And we were like,
I don't even think we waited in the line. Like, I think we stood in the line and then our agent was like, you guys don't need to wait in line. And like, I want to say that he like made us like cut the line and we were super awkward about it.
He did.
We don't like, that seemed like we didn't, not a nice thing to do.
We don't think that we're like hot shit and better than everyone else. But
the guy like, the guy was like, they're the agent was like, they're famous.
Yeah.
Like you need to let them in. And they like asked for an ID and he was like, he like talked them out of it.
Yeah.
That was a very LA weird experience.
So we were 20 years old and I went in there to the bar.
You ordered Sex on the Beach.
It was an open bar.
Yeah.
It was an open bar. And they're like, what do you want to drink? And I was like, I was really put on the spot. I was like, well, what do you recommend? Something that tastes really good. They're like, do you want it like sweet, sugary? I was like, yeah, what do you got? And he was like, Sex on the Beach. And I was like, yeah, that.
Yeah, because so, you didn't know anything.
So I had a Sex on the Beach and then I had four more.
Wow.
And very drunk. But I had a good time, lots of people. I talked to people. I wasn't as introverted. I wasn't as shy. Mm. Felt like shit.
I feel like this is I feel like this is an endorsement for drinking.
No, I felt like shit. Okay. It was horrible. I had a great time for an hour and then a horrible time for many hours after that.
Yeah. I don't think I drank much that night. I think I was probably too afraid to go to the bar.
Good for you.
I think that's what happened.
It was a bad experience overall.
Anyway,
so we're watching a video. Yeah. And you're saying balls and crap. I like how that supposedly hurts you.
Of all your tools.
Yep. My torture devices.
Hey, do you think I could get a voodoo doll of myself? Sweet. Dude, I got the job. He said he really loved my energy.
That part always kills me.
Oh yeah, there's the masturbation.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you, why are you playing with that little kid's doll? It's not a little kid's doll, it's a voodoo doll. Oh my God.
I love how I cover your face.
Can't see. Wait, did you say something about a voodoo doll?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I lowered my hand.
That means, oh, dude, were you fondling yourself through your own voodoo doll?
I was just curious. It feels like someone else is doing it, you know? Like that one time you said you sat on your hand for a really long time and then you
Okay, you know, we don't need to talk about that right now.
So, is it gay?
What is that called again?
Is there a name for
it's
it?
It's like The Stranger.
Oh, yeah. It is called The Stranger.
Brennan's nodding his head. He's done The Stranger.
It's where you sit on your arm or your hand long enough that your hand falls asleep, so it's numb, and you can't, so it's a one-way sensation.
So it doesn't feel like it's you doing it.
No, it's another, it could be anyone's hand.
Does that actually work, though?
I don't think so, because you're thinking about doing it.
Viewers, let us know.
Yup.
Let us know in the comments.
Yup. Anyway, so I think it's funny that you, it seems like you're going to be like, oh, you were messing with me the whole time. But you're like, oh, you were touching yourself. Yeah. Like, that's where your mind goes.
That's, well, I walked in on you doing it.
Yeah, you did. That's true.
So, is it gay if I fondle myself through my own voodoo doll?
Yeah.
So, you're just like, yes, it is.
I love how that's just that's just a throwaway joke.
Fondle myself through my own voodoo. Is it gay if I fondle myself through my own voodoo doll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, these things actually work? Wait.
Now I make
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what was that for?
You were trying to sabotage my job interview.
Yeah. Oh, the standoff. This is so much fun to shoot. The poop. He tickling my belly button, biting me. You pull out a knife and I pull out a gun.
It's escalated.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to kill you. Me neither.
We both give it up.
We should just get rid of these things.
What if we try trading these for a voodoo doll of someone else?
Okay, who the hell gave you these?
Him.
The reveal. Lucky Two is throwing shit down.
Hey, Turtle Cloud Guy, can I trade this for a voodoo doll of Kesha? Oh, come on, please, give me one.
Oh, there we go. Another random
misogynistic kind of throwaway pop culture reference that's super outdated and strange. And then he kills you. Oh, but he kills you because you're misogynistic and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the joke
was. To see bloopers from...
Yep.
Ballception.
I love that video. I think the only thing I would really, really change is the random punchline about Kesha for like what?
That was the actual punchline of this entire...
The entire video culminates in that moment.
It's just, I feel like the ending in general is leaves something to be desired.
It's pretty
weak. Like, I feel like we're like we had the whole like showdown. And then it would have been fun to see like us like get another voodoo doll or something. It's very abrupt.
It could have been a voodoo doll of anyone or anything, and we chose. I feel like if we were to redo that one, we would write something into like the first 30 seconds that would have a callback at the end.
Yeah.
I love
ending. Or we would have actually got Kesha for the video.
Oh, yeah! And then she would.
And then we've been punching her, and she would have been going, balls! But it would have been auto-tuned.
Balls, 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 balls.
It's going down. We're screaming balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I would have written some kind of big callback. I love the Smosh videos that have something that we set up super early. You completely forget about it. And then it feels like there's a really strong resolution by the end because we call back to it. That's what I would have done. I feel like it was just a throwaway joke because we couldn't think of an ending.
It felt kind of that way.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
We killed me, and we did that cool. Technically, it was a callback, kind
of. Oh, yeah, because the Mario references of the Mario, game over.
And you kept dying from Lakitu.
But it just wasn't a callback. It wasn't very strong.
Just didn't have much of a connection.
Anyway, let's watch the bloopers.
I don't think
I've seen this since it came out, since you edited it.
Yeah, so it's probably bad.
Yeah. You know?
Shut up!
Oh, is this the hand? Just the hand in the shot?
This is gonna be a Bigfoot hand?
Yeah.
The hand of God.
Ian. Oh, it's very good. Wiener slapping.
Oh, okay.
What an idiot.
Why did I slap it?
Punch myself in the head.
Oh yeah, we hit.
Dude, I forgot. Like,
was that there in the actual video?
Yeah.
We had Patrick.
So we would always a lot of times we would hide the predator.
Yeah.
As in the alien, the predator, in random shots.
Yeah, we had our grip Patrick laying on the ground with a Smosh shirt. with the predator mask, holding a Lou Ferrigno picture?
Yeah.
For what?
An Easter egg.
Just for the hell of it.
That's actually a pretty, like, brilliant Easter egg, because the blinds are closed, but it's open just enough so you could reflect in that window to outside where he is.
Damn.
Wow, I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch it either. I wonder how many people went back to the video and commented on it after they watched this.
Probably a lot. There it is. Good old Predator.
Yep.
I think I did the orange guy dance before the orange guy did the orange guy dance.
I don't even know the orange guy dance, but it's I'm guessing it went like this.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We asked Anthony if he's murdered anyone. This was his response.
Okay. Hey, wow. Dude, I got the job.
Really fishing for content.
He said he really loved my energy.
It's such a reflex, like, to go to into a house and lock the door.
I think that wasn't even the script for you to lock it. You were just like, no. I gotta complete my task.
This is when you, like, this is living in America. Like, Canadians don't get this reflex.
Yeah, I'm sure in certain areas, but yeah, no. When you come in a house, you gotta finish the job.
You have to lock the door.
You gotta lock the door.
It'd be weird if you didn't. That's like not putting on your seatbelt.
Yeah, yeah.
He said he really loved my energy.
True, I did get flicked.
Did it just say ponage?
It did say ponage. That's what year it was.
Oh, God.
If you want to know what year this was, you don't even have to look. Just look at ponage.
Oh, we said ponage.
Everyone said ponage.
Wow, double ponage. Ballception. Oh, an Inception joke. Inception.
Oh,
blong.
True. Yeah. People still are down with that.
Everything. Shut up, Ian.
The spit?
I don't know. Oh, just. Damn, that was a reach.
Lol spit.
Balls. Oh my God! It's the Blair Witch Project. Look.
Oh.
Someone farted, we couldn't figure out
who. I think
this
is from your trauma. This is your trauma.
This is my trauma.
That was a depiction of what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Balls.
Do not want.
This is just full of,
wait,
like,
you can, yeah, this is all super outdated references, but like, look at the camera we were using. Was this on tape still?
I think it's HVX.
Okay, this was the same camera, but the upgraded version where it wasn't tape. We weren't shooting on tape still.
I think
at this
HVX
point.
Was P2 cards.
Yeah, P2 cards.
So that was like a worse and more expensive memory card. It was like, God, for like an 8 gig like P2 card, that was like what, like $500 or something like that?
So stupid. Damn, why were they so expensive?
Because it was proprietary and they could just charge you for
Damn,
it.
Yeah, Panasonic made some bank.
Sony. Oh,
was
Sony.
It Sony?
Oh yeah, Sony.
Sony HVX, you're right.
Wait, wasn't it Panasonic?
3 hours later.
Panasonic!
Wow.
I remember we had the Panasonic cameras.
We probably spent thousands of dollars.
Just on memory cards.
Like, just to have enough cards to get through a video.
Yeah, I know.
It sucked.
And we wouldn't even make that much money back on a video.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was quite an investment. It was BS, like, because you could only put, like, I want to say like 30 minutes to like an hour of footage on those cards, and then you'd have to like unload it.
Yeah, and this is why it was not super common for people to make high quality productions on YouTube back then.
It was expensive.
You had to waste a lot of money.
A lot of money.
Please, please, please.
Lots of screaming.
That's Smosh.
Oh, balls, balls. Oh, baldy balls.
You didn't get the point of the video so far. It's about balls.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh no.
To see the. That was good. At least I didn't say ponage again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was Voodoo Doll.
That was fun. That was a fun episode. Aside from a couple tweaks that I would make. I liked it.
Yeah, aside from Kesha, I would say.
I think it holds up pretty well, though.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
Balls, balls.
Balls, balls.
Balls, balls, balls.
I do like how, even though we use such an old-ass game like Mario, it was so classic at the time that it still feels the same as it did then, because it's still just as classic.
Yeah, I wasn't like trying to play like, oh, the newest like 3DS Mario game or something like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or like Red Dead Redemption. Well, I guess, no, no. Still too outdated at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was good.
That was good.
That was good.
That was pretty good. That's
pretty good about that.
That's pretty good. Hey, thanks for watching.
Yeah.
What videos do you want us to react to? We got many more to watch.
So make sure you're subscribed.
Week. Make sure you're subscribed. Or if you want to just hear our sweet, sweet voices while you work out or walk or garden or drive in your car.
Because this podcast is available everywhere podcasts are presented available.
Do you think anyone's ever listened to one of our podcasts while making whoopee?
100%.
I mean, at least it'd be better than that one song.
Which one? Is that a Make Whoopee song?
Oh man, you don't know.
I don't know it.
I did it poorly, but anyway. Yeah, feel free to put this on while you're making love.
Yeah, yeah. Let us know in the comments if you, once you're done and have put on your pants, come over to your phone or the computer and leave a comment letting us know if you did in fact listen to this while you're making whoopee.
Yeah, and if you completed.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the most important parts. And if you want to watch us do more things, more reactions like this, but to our most recent sketches that we're making over on the Smosh channel, you can become a Smosh Royalty member, and we do a live watch party after every single episode, so you get more stuff just like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll be discussing more of this and talking about potential upcoming episodes on the Smosh Members Only Discord. So
that's right.
Become a member. Mm-hmm. Join the club. We don't have a name for our Discord group, but
Smoshers.
I'm calling it Der Club.
Oh, yeah?
Der Club.
Der Club?
Der Club.
Okay, well, we'll see if they want to
Be called. Welcome to Der Club.
I think that we'll see on the Discord if they like that or if they have a different preference.
I think they'll like it.
But so far, Der Club is in the lead.
I don't know how that's spelled, but I love y'all's suggestions of how it's spelled in the comments.
Cool. See ya. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.